This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL CAI, by the way, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners see and then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website, where Rick was on the line and still is with us there. He called in at the very end of the last hour to express that he felt as though some of the headlines, the news stories that have been posted by listeners over at freetalklife.com are almost onion-esque, very satirical sounding, just unbelievably ludicrous in some cases. And it is getting that way, and it has been that way for a while, where some of these real-life headlines seem like something that came out of someone's imagination, but in reality, really, you can't make some of this stuff up.
No, every newspaper is a dream now.
So, Rick, there was something you wanted to share specifically.
Yeah, and I have to say that sometimes things are just too good to be true. I finished reading this article during the break, and it is actually satire, so I'm not going to further embarrass myself by reading quote attributed to a DEA agent.
I thought this token one might have been – I thought I heard about it a couple of months ago. I wasn't sure if actually one came up. But
so is that the satire one, the Chuck E. Cheese being raided over the game tokens?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
But there was a Chuck E. Cheese story in the news within this last year that was onion-esque, where a mother was looking to sue Chuck E. Cheese over the games of chance. She thought that her kids were playing games of skill and then realized that some of these games rely on chance, and she thought that they were gambling. And so she wanted to sue them
because she
thought that they got her kids to gamble her money away.
She could make some money.
That was from May, in San Diego in May.
Right, right. So you're familiar with that case, Rick?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one. That's hilarious.
Such a joke.
She went into Chuck E. Cheese thinking she was going to make money.
she thought her children were going to develop gambling addictions. So she wanted them to be sanctioned under California's anti-gambling laws.
Ludicrous. Well, in the land that bans Happy Meals, I wouldn't be surprised if
Thanks,
they
Rick.
Yeah, well,
that.
California really is the saddest place on earth.
Yeah, it's a good reason to get the hell out of that place. Thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate hearing
Thanks.
From you. And move on up to New Hampshire if you love liberty. If you understand what freedom is and you want to get together with other people that love the idea of living free and allowing others to be free as well. Because that whole allowing part, that's the critical aspect to freedom. You have to allow others to be free in order for you yourself to be free. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about what we are involved in here. It's the reason the three of us here on the air tonight are here on the air together. We wouldn't know
That's
you,
right.
Derek, if it weren't for the Free State Project. I'm so grateful for the Free State Project because it's been great.
I'm grateful to the Free State Project as well.
Another great way to check out New Hampshire, if you're going to do such a thing, is the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in at the end
February
of
23rd through the 26th.
You can find out all 7th? The details at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
Correct. And early bird sign-up is available. Lower prices than if you wait too long, prices are going to go up. So get signed up now. Use our discount code. I believe it is FTL2012 to save yourself an extra 10%. At the early bird sign-up over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And I presume that Free Talk Live will be in attendance at this particular event. I don't think it's going to be in conflict with any other industry events as it was one year.
Can't see why we wouldn't be there. I mean, we were there anyway, even if it was in conflict. But
that's true. We showed up as soon as we could get out of our industry event. We went to it.
I thought, no, you...
Oh, that's right. We split up, didn't we?
We split up, yeah. Right. You were not there. I was the whole time.
Correct. All right. So, and by the way, we've got another industry convention thing coming up here, so you'll continue to get live Free Talk Live, even when both Ian and Mark are out of town. We're going to be going into Dallas, Texas, where there's going to be one of those talk radio businessy kind of
Ooh.
Gatherings. So, yeah, so I think we're probably going to have Derek in to host and
hey.
Stephanie. And 1-855-450-FREE. Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Mark.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen.
Frank, what's on your mind?
I'd tell you about my experience down at the Wall Street protest camp.
I would love to hear your experience down there.
It was wonderful. I was there Sunday. Well, I've been there actually about six times. And Sunday, the police were very nice. I saw one retired Anglican bishop from New England down there. For every young person, there were about 1.5 older folks. There were people from the War Resisters League from Vietnam era.
Sweet.
There were many Quakers and people I recognized from the Brooklyn monthly meeting.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It was really nice. A few little babies, and there was a cute little 7-month-old baby with a mommy and a daddy, and the daddy was holding the sign. The baby was in one of those little carriers, so the baby's like on the father's chest looking straight out at the people, and they had a sign, "I need a change, too." You know, the little baby needed a change, which I thought was sort of, it was actually very funny and poetic. And the people were very well maintained, behaved, and they maintained their campsite very nicely. My concern is this, you know, for 9/11, the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of that, the city had something like, you know, 2,000 porta potties in lower Manhattan to accommodate the crowds and things. They could at least have acquired, with our taxpayers' money, at least, you know, 200 porta potties that would have made it much better for the convenience of the people. Because what they're doing is very courageous. And what I found most interesting is the fact that for some reason they didn't hose down the camp like they were anticipating Thursday night.
They didn't shut it down, that's true.
The Tompkins Square riot of August 1988, for those of us that were at that event, which I was, and I did some photojournalism of the...
Now, Frank, are you saying there are not porta-potties on the scene, or just not enough?
No, I didn't see any, none. In fact, the people are going, like, to the Starbucks and the different places, which is nice.
I see, so they're just going in stores. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they're spending money in an exchange economy, buying donuts and different things.
Right, because a lot of cities, you can't go and use a toilet without being a customer.
Correct. And what you have to realize, too, is that it's not only the young, courageous college students and sort of the young people that are unemployed through no fault of their own, but through structural changes in our economy. There were also members from the Fraternal Order of Police Society, the union, but they weren't from New York. They were actually from outside. There were some airline pilots and people that have been down several times. There were Teamsters. It's a real union presence. Some of the teachers... unions, the Federated Teachers Unions of the United States, the different states were there. And for every one young person, there were about maybe 1.5 or 2 older folks. And as I said, I find it, you know, most interesting. They should give the campers a bit more room. I think the city could have given them, you know, part of the Battery Park area, which would have been nice. And it would have been more...
Well, this is an anti-status quo protest. The city's not going to help.
Right. Do you really think
that... You know what? They're right. The kids are right. And, you know, there were 80 of the protests on that Sunday around the country. And it's apparently, you know, it's awakening, you know, the consciousness of the nation. And sadly, the New York media really hasn't done a very good job of covering it. Oh, and I got to speak to one of the police officers. I mean, one of the officers, one of the sort of like captains or lieutenants, and I asked about Officer Tony Baloney who sprayed the young college gal that had her hands handcuffed behind her. You could see that last week or the week before on YouTube. There must.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard all about that. Derek, you had a question, right?
Well, yeah.
My question
curious.
To the cop was, can we have an honest inquiry? You know, because it really
was
police brutality.
No, the police don't ever they don't ever convict themselves.
Well,
no, Derek, you had a question for Frank.
What did he say?
I'm sorry. What he said was this. He said, well, we're looking into it, but what was nice about all the young cops told me, you can't talk. You can't go over and talk to the officer. You can't. So I just went over and talked to them. And
that's always the answer. We're looking into it.
Yeah.
You know, what I said nicely was I'm glad they allowed the camp to stay. And I said, I have to ask, was it Mayor Mike or was it Merrill Lynch that has their office?
No, it was whatever the group is that owns the park. They decided to not
Frank,
make a move.
Frank, do you think that the city is really going to provide the protesters with porta potties when the protesters are spending their time? They're fighting the establishment. And I think it's nice that these people are going into private businesses to use their
that's really great
because they're building relationships and talking with each other about
what's
going on.
Appreciate it, man. 855-453. You can bring up what you want, whether it's an Occupy observation like that or whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Listen, you can do it online if you'd like. We've got live streams there, broadband and dial-up versions. Plus, you'll also get details on the 100-plus radio stations that we're on across the country, the satellite radio channels like XM Satellite Radio, and our free-to-air channel, the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and many of them cost nothing. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Ruger.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America, made for you, Ruger.com. Check out Crossbreed Holsters, a great way to hold your Ruger LC9, Ruger.com.
So we're going to continue here, and we had mentioned the term fetish. We had a conversation, I think it was in the last hour, the last segment of the second hour, about, Mark, you had suggested that homosexuality was a fetish, and I said I've got to disagree with
something,
that.
But I want to know, because I'm just sitting here unsure. What am
and
I?
You are the gay guy.
Yeah.
Jared
so,
said something about, well, you know, I'm just into the normal stuff. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, that's normal for being... Being homosexual is a normal thing. It's just, you know, because it happens naturally. People... do you believe this?
Yeah, it is normal, but it's not the norm.
Correct. Yeah. It's not the standard, but it is a natural. It's a completely natural thing. Maybe that's a better
term
for it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Therefore, normal and average kind of have these kind of, you know,
I hate the term normal. I think it is almost meaningless because no one's really normal. I mean, what does it even really mean to be normal?
Right, but it's not average. You could at least say that. But I don't know if, like, so is a fetish something that arises unnaturally? Is that something that's conditioned?
Well,
give me the definition here.
Right. Gays can have fetishes, and straight people can have fetishes, and so the definition here, there's several, a few of them from dictionary.com. Number one, an object regarded with awe as being the embodiment or habitation of a potent spirit, or as having magical potency.
Wow.
That's not the one we're looking for.
No.
Number two, any object, idea, etc., eliciting unquestioning reverence, respect, or devotion, like to make a fetish of high grades. Not the one we're looking for. Three, any object or non-genital part of the body that causes a habitual erotic response or fixation.
Why non-genital? Because someone can have, like, some really beautiful lips, and you could find that erotic.
I would say that you're talking
that's
about
a fetish.
You know, people having fetishes and for feet or shoes or, you know, things like that. Is it a non-genital part of the body? Is that
that's
it?
What it says here, but I always thought that fetish was a little wider.
Yeah, you could have a lampshade fetish.
Right.
But also, aren't you guys with me that, like, lips or hair or something like that's non-genital, that or just someone's biceps. That could be really sexy.
I don't, that's what they're saying here. Not, that would be a fetish.
But I don't
that's
know.
That's absurd.
It's not being attractive and being sexual are two different things. Like, you know, it's one thing to be attracted to a woman's hair. It's another thing entirely
to be turned on by it.
To want to, you know, copulate with it.
Okay, well, better definition here a little further down the page from the medical dictionary. This is the Merriam-Webster Medical Dictionary. It is an object or bodily part whose real or fantasized presence is psychologically necessary for sexual gratification, and that is an object of fixation to the extent that it may interfere with complete sexual expression. So it's almost a requirement for sexual gratification by that definition, and that's my understanding of that. That was what my understanding of a fetish was. So it has nothing to do with your sexual orientation.
Yeah.
It could be a lampshade, as Mark
pointed out. But it also, and correct me if I'm wrong in my interpretation of this here, but it also seems to indicate to me that someone could have a fetish and be unaware of it until it's included in their sex life, because then they'll know that they're really satisfied about it. Right?
I wonder about that.
Yeah, so there could be fetishes out there that people have that they don't even know until it's included in their sex act, right?
Because it would have to be
necessary for full gratification. Well, what is full gratification? Everything's relative. Until you've tried everything, how could you really know?
That I would have to defer to some sort of sexpert. Maybe if you know that if you
it's
know for sure.
Call 70 in.
Right, 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. 855-450-3733. Because I would think that, you know, to counteract what you're saying, I would think that in order for something to be a fetish, like you couldn't be born with a fetish for whips. That would have to come about some way. It would have to manifest. Or could you? Could
no,
you be
I
born
think
as
you could.
A, as like
I think
a
you really
masochist.
Could.
Or a sadist?
I don't know. I tend to think that these things are...
A product of environment.
Yeah, environmental
I don't know
as
if,
opposed to.
Yeah, but there's no evidence that fetishes are conditioned.
I think there is. I mean, if you ever listen to Loveline,
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that show?
Okay.
So in on that show, and it's been a while since I've heard it, but when I was growing up, I heard plenty of it. I was on a rock station in Tampa Bay, and so I heard a lot of it. And it was interesting how Dr. Drew was always able to identify, like when somebody would call with the fetish of wanting to be hit, for instance, that it was daddy who was beating them when they were growing up, or their parents were hitting them.
You could almost tell to the year.
Yeah, but that's... But what? I
literally,
don't know.
The guy would guess. Oh, let's see. What did he start hitting you at about 7 or 8?
He would guess by their voice or something
he
like that.
He would really
right?
do it at the age of the voice of the person. It was incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah, like a
I
woman
don't know
would,
if he was just a mystic or what.
Well, I think it had something to do. Like his belief was that that at whatever age it happened, that the person would somehow get stuck at that age psychologically
wow.
to some extent. To some extent. So like a woman who is in her 20s might be talking like a child in certain ways, and he would pick up on that and be able to guess when their abuse happened to them.
My goodness. I'd be terrified to speak with this man.
And that's why... and then that's why they're into, whips and chains or whatever it is that they're into.
And
now,
wow.
some people will say that's not the case for them. They will say, well, I was never beaten as a child, and I'm into these things. So I don't think it's a foolproof thing, but I still have to wonder, you know, are people born wanting to be, you know, abused during sex? Is that somehow a natural thing in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I wouldn't think not.
Yeah, no, I
don't have an answer.
I don't think it's shocking to say that I've had fetishes in the past and I have fetishes now, but I was never abused or anything.
I'm not suggesting that all fetishes come from abuse.
Okay.
It sounded like
they were from like conditioning though.
What I'm suggesting, that it came out of something, that there may be something that you can trace it back to. For instance, I'll give another example. There's a young man who sent me a little bit of a story about his sexual preferences and how he believes that they came about. And at one point he had gotten into magic, card tricks and things like that.
Right.
And he was into Houdini and escaping from handcuffs and
oh, okay. And so that kind of follows.
So
I
he
think.
Got like some sort of Houdini kit or magic kits that kids get. And one time he decided he was going to like handcuff himself while his parents weren't home. And he did this with the intention
kids
of being able to being able to escape from the handcuffs. And while he was attempting to escape from the handcuffs, his crotch rubbed up against the carpet or something like that. And he kind of got his first erotic stimulations out of this experience. And ever since then, he's really been into being tied up and restrained.
That is so amazing
during sex. And it's progressed over time. Like so,
wow,
you know, like
parents
now,
watch your kids.
You can't always, but this is interesting. To trace this stuff back to see, well, where did this come from?
That is fascinating.
So 1-855-453, that's 855-450-3733. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just think it's fact. Like you said,
no, of course not, if that's who you are.
It's very interesting. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brought no one with me, no one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee, I'm in the shade, it's somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. And if you enjoy this program, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more Internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to perks as well, like the amp-only call-in lines, forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal at amp.freetalklive.com.
And the phone lines here are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They do it in a way that is new and different. They respect your customers. SACL CAI, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
So in other news here this evening, Derek, you've got a story about the space
world,
which has been getting pretty exciting over the last decade with the XPRIZE kind of really kicked off a lot of the public news about some of the developments that have been happening in private space travel. And as I recall, it had something to do with NASA chilling out to some extent about allowing private space development to happen. And, of course, when the marketplace is allowed to work, then some neat things do tend to occur.
Exactly. It's a huge win for private enterprise. NASA's winding down their space program. Are they winding it down? Yeah, they just sent their last shuttle to the International Space Station in July.
Are they no longer going to be doing shuttle missions?
That's my understanding, is they have no more intentions of going to the International Space Station.
Shuttles are gone. The shuttle fleet is closed.
shop. No, but they weren't going to build another one?
There is no shuttle to build, no. I mean, they're looking at what they can do in the future, but this
interesting.
Point, yeah.
Yeah, so now that that's sort of winded down, and I think the public is hungry for some space news.
Yeah, let the professionals do it, please.
Yeah.
What's going on out there?
Well, Mr. Richard Branson, who's a famous billionaire from...
The Playboy, Richard Branson.
He looks like he does have a good time, because he started this party off by, like, carabining down... one of his space station, airport. It's an airport, but it's a spaceport.
Hmm.
And he carabined down while holding a bottle of champagne, opened it, and started guzzling while he's,
nice.
Like, barefoot and just flying down the side of a building. I just think he has some flair to be admired.
And a lot of money.
He's got flair and a lot of money.
So should all be so lucky. He is already selling tickets for the flights that go for $200,000.
And these flights will be going where?
Are these
the low orbit ones?
Yeah, I think these are just kind of like tours that mm-hmm. like go up into space, fly around a little bit, and then come back to his one station. But he's talking about in years to come, could be the very near future. Taking one-hour flights from Los Angeles to London. And I think
wow.
that's huge. I mean, so there's...
Wow, can you imagine how that'll change air travel?
That's going to change everything. Yeah. People are going to be able to do business like that.
I don't know. There was the Concorde, the plane, that was supersonic, and
yeah.
it would go a lot faster than a lot of other planes out there.
But it didn't make
but people
it, huh?
didn't take it. They just didn't want to pay the extra for the money. They said, well, you know, I can get from Paris to Los Angeles in either... 9 hours, or I can do it in 5 hours.
Well, the problem is going to be the fuel, right? I mean, that's going to be the
noise
issue.
With the Concorde, but Concorde.
But in this case, I mean, it probably takes a lot more energy to take a space travel than it would to. I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure, but presuming it takes more energy to do space travel because you have to go up so high, that maybe it would be more affordable still to take an airplane. But once energy becomes, you know, more affordable with different alternatives available, maybe the space travel will become more competitive.
Well, I think he did it really smart by starting out charging a really high cost for one of these flights, and it's really for just space tourism to
yeah.
start.
Yeah.
And
the
they're
space
only
junkies.
Running once a week, and it's for rich people to basically pour some money into his project and say, oh, yeah, you did something, and I can use this, and it's fun, and I can brag about it to my friends. Meanwhile, the funds that they're giving him are going to make the next flights even cheaper for the regular public. So he's planning on having these roll out 2 flights a day. And I think
right.
that is going to be more usable for
it's got to start
people.
Somewhere in the same way that all of the new technology is always prohibitively expensive in the very beginning. And the early adopters always get the worst of the worst as far as, you know, generation one of the plasma television set or the LCD
but
television
it's
set.
It's great at the time.
Oh, it is great. It's very impressive at the time, but ultimately it pales in comparison to
sure.
what comes out 5 years down the line.
Absolutely.
So before you know it, you're going to have these space shuttles at every major airport, and you'll be able to take off in an alternative way. You'll still get the regular flights where you have you have to stop off in Atlanta before you can go to New York, and then you can finally make it to London. But what does it normally take to get from L.A. to London? How much time does a trip like that take? I would imagine it's a good solid day of your time. If this could cut that down to an hour, some people are going to say, well, that's well worth paying 3 times as much, because if it can get down that quickly, you know, within the next 10 years, a lot of people will choose that shorter journey because it won't have the jet lag that people would normally experience.
Sometimes
I
it's a life or death situation.
Flights.
Sometimes you need an operation and they won't
There's
do it in
too.
Your country. So
or
you need
or grandma's dying in London.
Exactly.
You need to go visit her.
You don't have 10 hours for that flight. You only have one.
I mean,
so you're going to pay that extra 1,000%, whatever it is, you're going
to
get there.
This is the next best thing to having a teleporter. It
yeah.
really is.
It's huge.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Howard is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Howard.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
I was
super great.
About the Al-Awati young man getting killed, you know, and he's talking about, you know, some guy with a joystick, you know, doing their thing. But there's always a CIA operative telling them, you know, to push the button. You know, those little guys that are flying those joysticks, they're not the ones in control. There's always
well, yeah, they're in control. They're in control because they chose to take orders from somebody. They could choose to not.
Well, I agree there. I'm just saying, there's always a master of puppets.
Oh, of course. They're just following orders, but they're still fully responsible for the actions that they take.
Agreed. But what I'm getting at is that, you know, if you look down the road and you see this young man, you know, he gets killed because they can't kill Al-Awlaki. You know, he's either a double agent or a triple agent. He's working both sides. And they can't kill him. You know, they're trying, but he's one step ahead of them. So they kill his son. And then when a retaliation attack takes place here in the United States, well, of course, it was Al-Awlaki in retaliation for his son's death. When he may not have had anything to do with it, and it's just another step going toward the war on terror and keeping us in a state of fear that allows the government to...
So let me see if I'm understanding you here, because it sounds like maybe you misunderstood the original story, or maybe I'm just completely misunderstanding what you're saying. You're saying that had they killed Al-Awlaki's son, prior to killing Al-Awlaki, that it may have been his son's death in that case that inspired him to do terrorism?
No, I'm just saying it's an excuse for the U.S. government to do a false flag attack on, say, like, the Sears Towers, per se.
Oh, and they'll say it's Al-Awlaki's retaliation?
Certainly.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right. But, of course, in the story, they were both killed at the same time by the same missile, at least in this particular case. But
people may want to avenge.
He's not dead.
Who's not dead?
Al-Awlaki himself.
Oh, really?
Released him. No, he is not dead.
That's the claim.
So is this like a conspiracy theory?
It's not accurate. He's not dead.
Where did you hear this?
Alex Jones.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know what's true and what's not. I don't necessarily believe the government when they say something's true, so maybe it'll be true.
Yeah, they come out on several different news medias, I believe, but if you do a Google search on it, you'll find that he's not dead.
Thanks, Howard. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-855-453.
Plus, the government has killed many of these terrorists more than once, so I wouldn't be surprised.
1-855-453. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments, which are up next. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything in these remaining moments. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. Don't get in tonight. That's no big deal. We do this live 7 nights a week. And 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Enjoy all the features and enjoy it all for free because those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. And we do it on the house. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to William, listening in Georgia, also to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, William.
Yes.
William in Georgia.
Yes.
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
The guy called in talking to you about Ron Paul a while ago, and the one to talk about the Republicans and the Democrats, and those in between, the 20% in between, the uneducated.
Okay.
I think that 20% what got a lot of them voted in through the House, so they can stop a lot of this that's going on now.
I'm a little confused.
So I think what he's referring to is my statement that 40% of the population will always vote Republican, 40% will always vote Democrat, and that 20% in between make the decisions. And some of those people in that 20% are completely uneducated rubes that will vote for any reason at all. But some of them are people that truly research the issues.
Some of the people in the 40% are uneducated rubes
as
well.
That much is true, but it doesn't really matter because they're in the 40% and so they're static.
I see.
So the ones that matter are the sort of the ones in the middle. But I don't know how many in the middle are the educated folks that are canceling out the votes of the uneducated folks in the middle. I frankly don't know.
Well, let's also remember...
You have your Republicans and your Democrats. They're nothing but a bunch of Bilderbergs anyway, so it doesn't matter who you really vote in. They're going to get what they want anyway.
Isn't it less than 50% of the population that votes anyway?
Bilderberg, if they called herself a Democrat or a Republican, it's still a Bilderberg.
Well, when you say Bilderberg, you have to understand most people may not be familiar with this. It is a meeting of certain elites that gather on a yearly basis and talk about how they're going to control the world. I think it's more accurate to say that Republicans and Democrats are two sides of the same big government coin. I don't know if all of them are, you know, Bilderbergers. I think you really have to be the upper echelon of the elite to get up there.
If you do your investigating yourself, you find out the majority of your Republicans and Democrats are Bilderbergs.
I'll take your word for it. Thanks, William. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. What were you saying, Derek?
No, I just thought that he should remember that less than 50% of the people in the country vote. Or, you know,
in
I know
some presidential elections,
that,
there have been more than 50% of the population vote in some presidential elections.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Okay.
And so it does, but it's still, what your statement still holds true. It really speaks to how uninvolved people are, that the average person listening to the show right now cannot name for me their representative and one of their two senators from their state.
Right. I thought you were giving people too much credit saying that 40% of them will vote Republican every time, because I'm like, no, they're not even going to get out of their couch.
Well, I meant 40% of the electorate, I guess,
right,
is what
yeah,
I really
but
mean.
Yes. I mean, how few is that? It's amazing.
Mark, I probably can't name the so-called representative.
You know, they come and they
right,
go.
Right, but you're not someone who is interested in voting and changing the outcomes of like, who are
yeah,
the
I mean,
next
I don't consider them my representative, so
yeah.
I don't care who they are.
Well, right. From my standpoint, I don't look at national elections as being particularly effective when you're looking at, these... You basically have a choice between two colostomy bags, right? and you're deciding which colostomy bag is more full and which one's been sitting out in the sun longer, and all these disgusting things about these politicians.
Would you prefer crabs or anal warts?
Right, you know. So, I mean, I can name them, but it doesn't matter on a nationally syndicated show what the senators are.
Is it Paul somebody?
There's
I don't really care. Let's go on here to let's go to Kelvin in Colorado on the AMP lines. Hello, Kelvin.
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just thinking about these. The Occupy Wall Street and Occupy all the rest of the places.
Mm-hmm.
And I come across on the FTL website information about this thing called micro-broadcasting. And I was thinking that since these people are dissatisfied but generally don't know what to do about it, if it might be worthwhile to put some micro-power stations there transmitting the Liberty Radio Network.
I think that's a very, very fine idea. In fact, you can go to lrn.fm, which is the Liberty Radio Network website, and there's a page there about how to broadcast the signal. And there's a few different ways you can do it. Some it will cost you a few $100. If you really want to throw down some money, you can spend a little bit more. But you can set up one of these micro stations, a little 5-watt transmitter, which will be far more than sufficient to cover any of the areas that these folks are, in which these folks are protesting. And then you could just get on the ground with some flyers and some signage and promote that people could listen to it.
Yeah, promote the radio station that's set up for them.
Right.
And I can tell you that they're going to listen. If you say that I've got the Occupy Network here for you, and you set it up and you give them the message and let them know it's for them, they'll listen.
Hopefully it'll change the way they do that awful chanting where they just repeat a message down the line and they
the
can
microphone
save some time. By just broadcasting the message and holding a
well,
a
the
radio.
Human mic thing is it, the radio station is not going to solve that problem. But what the human mic thing that they're doing is to get around the whatever ordinances there might be in certain cities, like New York City, where you can't have amplified sound without a permit. So because you can't have amplified sound without a permit and you're dealing with people that may not want to make a stand on that issue, they may not want to get arrested on that, they've come up with this creative way around making something louder without actually having an electronic amplification going on. So essentially that's the idea, is you say something, the crowd repeats it. It's supposed to make it so it's easy for people around to hear it.
Okay, so I understand they can't do that everywhere, but someone who has set up a little micro radio station could be the broadcaster speaker, right? He could
But it presumes everybody would have a radio in the first place which they could listen to that.
I guess they don't.
They have cheap little radios that you can have made up with whatever printed on them. They're really cheap.
I thought radios are like a dollar now. So I thought...
No doubt. I'm just trying to think of, like, I've been to these general assemblies where they've done this microphone thing, and it's annoying, let me tell you. But
and it's slow, and
it's very ponderous, and I think
not everyone gets their voice in.
It's incredibly inefficient, but that's the other thing about it. If somebody else speaks during one of these things, that's supposed to be repeated as well. So it would become very difficult for someone with a transmitter to be passing a microphone around to. It would be a real difficult thing to implement.
I'll have to wait for a new solution to these annoying microphones.
But I think it's a fine idea to have a radio station that these folks at the Occupy protest can listen to.
Absolutely.
And so thanks for that, Kelvin. Anything else you want to share?
I've been, since I've become addicted to Free Talk Live, I've been going back through some of the archives, and I came across one from about 3 months ago where some of you guys came across an undercover cop situation where you suspected it was some sort of a prohibited substance deal, and you... exposed the guy as, hey, that's a cop, and it foiled the whole thing. And I'm wondering what the repercussions of that were. Maybe you were charged with obstructing a police officer in his duties or, something like that, or if you just...
No one's been charged with anything.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was pretty awesome. If you didn't see it, you can go to freekeen.com and type in Charles Newton into the search box, and then it will come up. You scroll down a little bit, and you'll find the video where we busted an undercover cop as he was trying to make a felony bust for... he was trying to catch a kid that was going to sell him an oxycodone, a prescription pill. Just one pill. It was a $20 deal. And so if you want to check that out, it's all over there at freekeen.com. And thanks for the call tonight, Calvin. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-3733 to Zach, listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? Yeah,
hey, Zach.
I was
just
watching the GOP debate, and this time I actually let Ron Paul get in a good amount of time.
Really?
He had his platform on the Empire and cutting
which,
back.
Which network is it on tonight?
It was on CNN, hosted by Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
The Cartoon News Network.
It was actually pretty good. He got to lay out his platform on how we don't have to be in South Korea or Japan. You could save a lot of money just by not being in these places and just cutting foreign aid as well.
It makes you wonder how anybody could argue this point. Do we really need to still be in Germany 70 years later? I mean, Japan, North Korea, what? Who? Where?
But at the end, the question was, who could win against President Obama? And this is the question that comes up all the time, and I always answer, who else appeals to liberals and conservatives to vote?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a larger base.
Who else out there is getting liberals to convert to Republicans to vote for him in the primary?
Great point, Zach. He's a blue Republican.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We are out of time for this evening, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.